You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
This is the Ring of Honor World Television Champion, a.k.a. Shane T, boy, the baddest champion you've ever seen, boy. And you're listening to Knockouts and Three Counts.
What up, though, everybody? This is Kyle, and you are listening to Knockouts and Three Counts. As you can see, it's not just me in studio. And before we get to our guest tonight, Kyle, throw out your social medias.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the other Kyle. You can find me at Team Chaos on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. And you can find my other show, What Kind of Podcast Is This? Everywhere where you'll find the podcast at.
Dev, throw out your social media real quick.
You can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThag63. You can find me on Instagram at Allstack No Sizzle. One word. Speaking of Allstack No Sizzle, the podcast is coming back January the 6th. So make sure you like, subscribe, and follow that show right now. And that's it.
And last but not least, you can find me at Detroit Knockout, N-O-K-O-U-T. Make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram, KO3CPod.com, and Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube. And without any further ado, we know we're a little bit ahead of BCWA schedule, considering the studio will be closed for all the holidays and all that good stuff. But with us tonight, we've got the recently reunited Bumpin' Uglies, Bubba McKenzie, and past guest of the show, the Mysterious Movado. How you guys doing, gentlemen? He's so ready, he knocked his headphones off.
My stuff. So good.
It's a good start to a show.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social medias and all that good stuff.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on the old Twitter at BNU number one, Instagram Justin Heard Our Coast, and Heard Our Coast, all the other good platforms. For my musical endeavors on the dark side of things.
Yes. You can find me at BNU number two. Look at that. On the Twitter machine.
Oddly enough, they were both available. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's crazy.
So, and then also, you know, all over the place, just search Mysterious Movado on your Google machine. And what's going to pop up is an incredible list of platforms where you can find the one and only wah, 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 Mysterious Movado. And of course, the Bumpin' Uglies fan page on Facebook. Look that up.
That's pretty dope. If you check out Knockouts and Three Counts podcast page, we've got that tagged up there for you guys right now.
Booyah.
Thank you, guys. Of course, man. You guys, you know, you've been a multiple time guest of the show, man. We can't not look out. With that being said, just because we're shit starters here, so how did we designate which one was BNU number one and which was BNU number two?
Did you fight over it?
We have fought, but he was hatched first.
Yeah, so we just went on seniority on that one.
Yeah,
smart.
So, right? Bubba, did you know that you've apparently got a pillow talk voice, according to Blackwell?
Ooh, wait a minute. Am I missing a stream? Like the, where they're
in the live chat, the Blackwell's Alan already throwing Alman. The zingers out.
Listen, just lay right down and let Bubba McKenzie talk you to sleep.
Anyway, Mae Young was still alive, she'd probably love you right now.
She'd be giving birth.
Well, that's
to
my
a
target
foot.
Audience, you know, 97-year-old former professional wrestlers. That is my target.
Hey, man,
audience.
Everybody's got to get in where they fit in.
That's, right? that's a niche, but it'll probably be available in some.
I'm just
some
joking.
Form.
No hate, all love and respect to Mae Young. I'm of course. Just joking.
So with that being said, as we've mentioned, Movado's been on the show with us multiple times. Bubba, this is your first time on with us. First of all. With the obvious, let us know what led to you guys reuniting, man. How long's it been since we saw you guys come back at the last BCWA show since you guys have worked together? I know we've seen you run in at Ooh La La Lucha, but.
Yeah.
It's been a while, right?
Besides that, I feel like there was one thing. Wasn't there like a charity or a fundraiser or something we might have done?
I think for Creep.
For Creep, yeah.
Which would have been, what, 6 years ago?
Maybe more. Yeah, that would have been the last time.
It was
when we had the fundraiser for Creeper when he destroyed his hip, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Shout outs to Doug Hill.
And then I've allegedly personas that I have been alleged to portray over the years have made occasional appearances in buildings which I have allegedly also been in.
May or may not have.
They never saw you at the same time.
Yeah, exactly, Kyle. You feel what I'm saying.
You know, there's this guy. He's some reporter out in, like, Kansas. I think they said the same thing about him. Never mind.
So with that being said, it's been quite a while.
And you know what they say about reuniting? It just feels so good.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does, man. So let's talk right about that. So you guys are reuniting here for BCWA, coming at you December 28th from the Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan.
Yep. Live and in living color.
Exactly. But you guys have got quite the match coming up here because I know you guys have both had your past and are still doing stuff with the House of Truth and all that. Now Truth's coming against you? I mean, what are your thoughts about your match with Gracefully Chosen?
Yeah. That was really a blindside to me. We really weren't kind of expecting to be back in a major capacity in any way. You know, we had the match scheduled with Halal Beefcake, and Joe Coleman kind of had his words. I had my words, and we had our match. We really didn't expect what took place there, especially with Truth Martini at the helm. You know, Bubba and myself, we've had a long relationship with Truth Martini. Obviously, I'm co-trainer at the House of Truth Pro Wrestling School, so to have him show up and be directing traffic with Gracefully Chosen and you know, the debut, I guess, if you want to call it that. And clearly what it is, you know, he's got guys that want to make their name off of the Bumpin' Uglies. And unfortunately kind of took us out for a number of weeks here. So I've been just barely scraping by on my singles appearances here, but you know, I think I'm starting to feel healthy enough that Gracefully Chosen, they're going to feel the wrath of the BNU.
So because you guys were in this form gone, like not together for, what, 6 years?
Or so, more?
Ish, yeah.
Ish. What made you guys decide to bring the bring back together?
Well, like Josh, I'm sorry, the Mysterious Movado just said.
The Mysterious Josh Movado. There we
go. It works.
You know, Joe Coleman ran his mouth, and even though we've been friendly with Halal Beefcake in the past, you know, as far as in the locker room and backstage at events and things like that, if we're shooting, as they say, fellas, he ran his mouth and decided to interfere and cut down the Mysterious Movado from behind, and I just I couldn't stand for that anymore, and I knew that his partner – Idris Ibrahim, you know, again, those guys, I'm like, I thought, you know, I've been itching, feeling really punchy, kicky lately, real slammy. Life's got me in a position where I'm ready to pounce and make some suckers feel the wrath and then bring back that old school BNU beatdown crew ass whooping, if you will. And it just seemed a perfect time. My partner, Movado, reached out to me. Said, hey man, you want to do this? You want to do this deal, as we say in the locker room.
Powers unite again. And just when he thought he was out, I pulled him back.
Yeah.
Was there a predator type handshake? You know, when you guys finally did it, was like the mega powers coming together.
Yeah, yeah.
Dev, you got any questions for our guest?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that of all the guests we've ever had in the show, Bubba McKenzie has the best one. From one McKenzie to another one.
My man. I would also like to say that Devin McKenzie is his social media. He's an excellent giffer. He shares some of the best gifts. They make me LOL for real, as they say, fellas. And I really appreciate your efforts on the land of the internet, because it brings joy to my day when I see hilarious things like children falling and the other funny, hilarious things you post. So
children falling is always the fun. It's always the best.
I'll give you that. You post funny shit from time to time.
He got all his Rick and Morty shit from me, though. I introduced him to Rick and Morty.
All right, Dev, so what you got? All right, I think he might have went out.
All right, we lost Devin.
I guess we must
gentlemen.
Have lost Devin on that one. But that being said, we've talked about your match.
No.
There he is. We've got him.
We've got him. He didn't die.
He's got spray.
Nope, no, he's gone.
Oh, he is dead.
We lost him.
That being said, Devin is on hiatus. But as we go into
technology, it's our friend, Kyle's.
It really ain't, though, man.
I for one, respect our robot overlords.
I just want to say that I feel like Skype's got it out for us because every time we're about to go live, they always seem to come up with a miraculous update.
it's our whole internet connection right at this point. So we got audio live.
You fucked up my conspiracy, Randy.
I think that's how Skynet started. Oh yeah, we are frozen.
That being said, you guys also, for those that don't know, the Bumping Uglies are more than just a tag team. You guys have got a band with another good friend of mine, Rob Dziak. You guys just made your return at the Sanctuary. Tell me about that.
We did.
How'd the show go? What were your thoughts on it? And how'd it feel to be back out on stage? And what are the differences for you guys with that as far as, a concert versus performing in the ring?
Well, I mean, this whole thing started with the band. So the Bumpin' Uglies started even before I joined back, 93, 94?
95.
Yeah.
Shit, almost as old as I am. Shit.
Yeah. I came on in 96. I came on in 96, I believe.
Yeah.
96, I want to say. And, we
got another caller. I don't know who it is.
Please don't be talking.
It's Devin.
Devin, you've returned.
Oh, thank God.
So, I'm not sure what happened.
We lost our internet connection briefly at the studio.
Nice. Oh, okay.
All right, Devin has returned. Finish. And we were just asking them about the differences between performing on stage in a rock show and wrestling.
Yeah, again, we started 100% punk rock outfit, and that's really kind of the life blood of what we were doing and having a lot of fun playing, you know, really kind of material that was funny to us, but yet had a really hard punk rock edge. And that's just all of a sudden wrestling kind of started to infect what we were doing, and we were writing material about wrestling, you know, and then it became part of the stage show that we were doing. And, you know, it just kind of became an extension of us then as a tag team. Then we would perform in the ring. So the one thing led to another, but it all started on stage. Bubba and myself, we've been performing together since we were tiny hatchlings, basically all our lives. So him and I are in sync, 100% when it comes to that. So any kind of musical endeavor that him and I get to do is always a blast. And it just feels like, you know, we can just ease right back into it. We had a big one rehearsal?
Yeah. One rehearsal in the last year and a half or something. So it went off, you know. At this point, everyone's kind of went on and is doing something else. But the band never broke up. There was never any big blow up. It just kind of fizzled out. Like we, you know, worked ourselves into a corner kind of with the wrestling, you know. Like it was the era of extreme, you know. Like some of you guys might be too young to remember that, but – you know, we were in a position where it was like every round of shows we would do, you know, we'd have to get crazier and crazier because people were just, you know,
expecting the bloodthirsty. Next best
thing. Yeah, you know, so. And it just through evolution and whatever else, it just kind of, you know, fizzled out after a long run. But we've always kind of, you know, once a year, every couple of years, you know, whatever it is, you know, we'll try to get together. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those appearances have been for fundraisers and, you know, memorials and things like that. But we're always, always happy to do that, just like we always have been over the years with wrestling. And so, you know, we get an opportunity to just do the show for the fun of it, which is this last one was just for the fun of it. It was just to get together with, I mean, these are lifelong friends and brothers of mine, you know, the Mysterious Movado, you know, we're hatched from the same earth mom, as they say, but Rob and Amato are brothers to us as well, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we've been through so much together, and it's just the best of friends, and it's a cool, excuse, really, for nothing else.
Just to get together with the homies.
Yeah, just to get together with great friends and play a show. And
the venue, too. It all was great.
You know? Yeah, Maxwell at the Sanctuary is a real class act. He's done, you know, if those of us that are old enough to remember Paychecks can't even believe the incredible job he's done with that place. And the staff there is always super cool, super friendly. The show went off without a hitch. You know, we sold the place out, you know, with
basically just word of mouth and a little bit of social media, you know. So it's good to know that
enough
people still remember, you know. Yeah. Like
they still care. They still really like us.
But you know, when it comes to performing it, you know the brand of rock and roll that the Bumpin' Uglies play is regardless if we're wrestling on stage or not, is very physical and it's very intense. And it's also very entertaining, and we try to be, you know, funny. And these are all things that have always been a part of our wrestling style, you know, is being furious, intense, but also, you know, entertaining, you know. And Mysterious Movado, you know, excels at that. You know what I mean? He's just taken off. Obviously, he's become a huge star on his own. So he doesn't need old Bub McKenzie around, but. You know, I pretty much had planned on coming in for this one shot, you know, and not Truth Martini, you know, who I thought was my friend, former partner. You know, I managed Truth Martini tag teams for many years. You know, he decided, as I put in our last appearance, you know, he decided to put his nose in the Bumpin' Uglies business just as I decided to get back into the Bumpin' Uglies business. And for him, he's going to find out, you know, there's a reason I have the reputation I have in this town. And this is a grave mistake on Truth Martini's part. And for these punks and gracefully chosen to turn their back on their trainer, you know, the Mysterious Movado who brought them up from nothing. You know, these are kids that came in begging for an opportunity.
Yep. Your bandmate is watching with us now, too.
You know, and they decided that, you know, they're going to listen to Truth Martini, and for whatever reason, you know, we'll never know, but it's too late. Right now, I don't care about the reason, but I guarantee that come the 28th, the BNU Beatdown crew is going to make an example of Gracefully Chosen. We are going to make an example of the House of Truth, and we are going to make an example of Truth Martini.
Yep. Lessons will be learned that day that they had no idea they would be learning.
And for those of you that haven't seen these guys live, I actually got to go out to the last show you guys had before the one at the Sanctuary when it was I saw you guys at Smalls. I remember Big Don came down there with me. And to see you guys go and do your thing and to see your big ass up in with a feather boa on, dog, I'm like, what in the fuck am I in for? But, yeah. Dude, it was – I'm not just saying this because you guys are my buddies, man. That was literally one of the funnest shows I've been to just because I had no idea what to expect. So the next time they play, man, if you're in the area, you need to be there. You guys talked a little bit about how you trained Gracefully Chosen and things like that. Movado, I mean, it's widely known at this point that you've been doing a lot of training over at the House of Truth for a while now. I mean, what was it that made you guys really want to get into the training aspect, you know, being wrestlers first?
It's giving back. So it's a lot of factors. It's a lot of giving back. That has been my home for so long. It's been my training facility. It's where I work out. And it has a place in my heart. So anytime I've always been this way when it comes to pro wrestling. Anytime I have the honor to kind of help out with somebody's career, it's something I like to do. And then when the opportunity presented itself to train at the school, I've always been there as kind of a consultant basis. But I've stepped up my role in the past year and a half, and it's been great. It's just been something that I didn't really anticipate getting into that coaching type of situation. But now that I have, it's something I really enjoy. I really love watching, and I sound old, but watching our kids, you know, it's like the pro wrestling dad type thing. And it's something that, you know, because I don't have kids of my own nor will I ever, but it's nice to see them grow up and quite literally in front of your eyes in the matter of 12 weeks. And then, of course, you know, continue on the road. Like just this past weekend, I took on the road with me one of our students, Tanner, T. Nix.
Okay.
And to, you know, be able to see him debut for his first show out of state in Ohio. They had a graphic made up for him on the screen. He's coming out, you know, and he's wrestling me. And he's coming out on, and he's just got all the confidence in the world, and he's owning the moment. I mean, like, that was super cool for me, You know, I mean, I remember day one when this kid was coming in with just all the hopes and dreams, and all he ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler, right? And so to be able to facilitate and to help people with their dreams is something that I don't ever take lightly. It's something I will always cherish and I'll always want to be a part of, you know. That's just who I am as, I guess, as a wrestler or as a being.
That's right? Who you are as a being, bro. Yeah. Bubba, what about you? I know you've done a lot of stuff over there as well. You know, is that
no,
something-
man. I'm over. Like, to be quite honest, man, I am. I've been out of the game entirely, I wouldn't endeavor to take any credit. You know, my involvement there has been simply on an observational basis. When I have the time, which unfortunately hasn't always been, you know, the most. But it's really just to come and I just marvel at the. The progress that like Movado was saying, you know, that these kids make, and watching who sticks it out, who really guts it out, because it's intense, man. Like, not everybody can do this, you know. There's a reason it's hard, you know. it's not for everybody. So when I'm there, you know, I try to offer whatever little tidbits of advice I can, but I wouldn't endeavor to take any credit for it. You know, that's the House of Truth is an institution built by, you know, respectfully enough, Truth Martini. But, you know, over the last, you know, like, you know, you're saying year and a half, you know, that's really been the House of Movado, if we're going to be accurate with it, you know. And there's quite also, you know, a good supporting staff of veterans that are kind of constantly in and out of the place, and like also current stars that will, you know, when they're in town or whatever, will come in and work out, you know. So it's an incredible experience. And for me, you know, it's literally, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from where I live. So, which is really fortunate, because not every town has such an incredible facility with quality, you know.
Yeah. Quality teachers.
Yeah, quality teachers that care about the business of and the future of professional wrestling.
And conveniently located, and I should mention, you know, currently accepting students.
Where can they find you?
They can find us at hotwrestlingschool.com. And the school is actually on Van Dyke, just south of 696, 10.5 mile Van Dyke and center line, behind the Elite Inc. So we are actually open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 10. If you are interested in coming by and becoming a professional wrestler, you can take a look at the facility. You can talk to one of the trainers, and we can get you signed up.
So with that being said, I don't know if you guys have been checking out the live feed, but you talked a lot about Bubba with your guys' hiatus as a tag team. You know, Josh has really kind of stepped up a little in a singles way. There's been a couple people that have already been challenging you here in the live feed. Aiden Prince says he wants a shot at you. You've also got, let's see, Aiden Prince says he wants you, and Blackwell says he can make it happen at BCWA. Is that a match you're interested in?
A match I'm interested in, huh? Studio 86?
No. Blackwell said that he would book it at BCWA because Aiden Prince called you out.
Oh, Aiden Prince called me out. I thought you said Studio 86. I was reading something. Aiden Prince is one of those guys that can go with anybody on earth, basically. He's an incredible talent. And the fact that he would call me out, it's kind of humbling. So I'm good with that. I've known him since he was a tiny kid, and I mean, he wouldn't even have one muscle on his body. We're talking about, you know, not a bag of milk, like a straw of milk, a clear straw.
That's a first. I've never heard someone call it a straw of
milk. And not like 2% milk, like the gray
just
milk.
Skim.
Yeah, skim milk. The gray milk, right? I've been on the road with this guy, and I've seen him grow, you know, throughout his career, and he's incredible. I would love to lock horns with the new Aiden Prince. You
know, I personally think it would be hilarious to watch the mysterious Movado beat the living shit out of Aiden Prince.
Okay, so there we are.
Well, Blackwell, so I'm for it. You know, you've listened to enough of our shows here. You know, we sometimes give you ideas for your card. Maybe that's one for the next one. Devin, I've been flapping my gums plenty here. You got any more questions, brother man?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of touch on the House of Truth and Movado's training. So recently at the Performance Center, they had a group of people come in for tryouts, and one of your students was down there. It's Alex Sky, man. Can you talk to us about how that feels to have one of your students try out for WWE, and then talk to me a little bit about her and her growth at House of Truth?
Yeah. She's an incredible athlete. There's a really big backstory with her, and in fact, it's funny because when I meet people and we talk about why they get into pro wrestling, typically they talk about they were fans of pro wrestling. In her case, she found out about pro wrestling through, I believe, Total Bellas. I don't even think it was Total Divas. I think it was Total Bellas.
Lord.
So immediately, kind of, then I roll my eyes inside my mask and no one can see. But to be quite honest, you got to realize, I mean, that's where we're at.
Everybody has a door in, man. Yeah. It's like you can't make fun of someone for the music they like, you know, or the music that got them, you know, interested in because, hey, man.
You only know what you know.
Yeah, but, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And so, and I think that that's great because then she was attracted to this as an athlete. You know, she's got a bodybuilding background. She's got a gymnastics background. She can do some incredible powerlifting. I mean, she is an athlete. And then on all on top of that, she's been dealing with, you know, a disability, you know, for all her life, being deaf. And so her story is really quite interesting to me. And I've enjoyed, you know, working with her in the school and trying to help, you know, with her development and the fact that she was able to kind of show what she can do. It's really a matter of time. I feel she's basically signed already. And it's just going to be when can they fit her into the system? Mm-hmm. And I think she's going to do really, really big things. She's still very young and has all the ability and a great attitude. And I'm very proud of Alex Guy.
So with that being said, you know, another name that comes up, and I don't know if you saw it on Twitter, but the last time I saw you at Border City Wrestling, I saw you lock your horns with Madman Fulton.
Yeah.
We just saw him this past weekend at the Belleville show.
Right.
And I put it out there. I was like, I don't know, man. I'd like to see Movado and Fulton lock up again. And he seemed to be all for it. Tell me what your thoughts are on wrestling with a guy that's that big. Yeah. And would you like to see yourself lock up with him again?
He's a big, big man. Jeez. Locking horns with him is something that is definitely a challenge. And Bubba and I, you know, over the course of our lives, we've never, ever backed down from a challenge, regardless how big the guy is. And he is all that and then some, for sure. You know, he is kind of – he's all that's advertised. He brings it. Yeah, our first encounter actually was about a year ago for the Impact tapings on Twitch.
Yep.
In that very same building. And, yeah, despite the crowd really being behind me, it didn't quite help me enough to overcome the power and the size of Fulton. I mean, he basically threw me around like a rag doll. I felt the brunt of that for a couple of weeks, definitely. So now, fast forward, recently over the past couple of months down in Fremont, Ohio, I had a match with Madman Fulton. And, you know, it was a little bit different story. I think it was a little bit more evenly matched. And, I feel like now if we have that opportunity again, that I can definitely take advantage. Now that I've kind of seen him enough and I've worked with him enough, I don't want to let on, you know, what my strategy would
be.
But I definitely think it could be an interesting matchup this third time around.
So we know you guys are going against Gracefully Chosen here at BCWA Cataclysm. You know, we've mentioned Halal Beefcake. We've talked about Gracefully Chosen. Are there any other tag teams in the BCWA roster or singles for either one of you that you guys can see yourself, you know, wanting to lock horns with here in the near future?
What do you think there, Bubba? Any of these teams that you've seen since coming back that you feel could benefit from a match with the Bumpin' Uglies?
Well, I mean, from what I've seen in the roster at BCWA, they got a lot of great wrestlers. I don't see a single tag team I feel like that could stand a chance in the ring with the BNU Beatdown Crew. Because if you look at, if we're going to be honest here, you know, Demolition, the Midnight Express, the Powers of Pain, 20 or more matches with Madman Pondo and the Necro Butcher. I mean, the list goes on and on, you know, and here we are. So I don't see any of these youngsters today, you know, putting a tarnish on that. The Bumpin' Uglies reputation is pretty well known as far as being ferocious. And I mean, I guess we have nothing to prove. So if somebody feels like they have something to prove and they got something they want to bite off and attempt to chew, they can try. And I guarantee that they're going to eat the 1-2-3, staring up at the lights, doing the J-O-B for Movado and Bubba McKenzie.
Wow.
Well, I see you with good. The rhymes
like
out
a
here.
Nipsey Russell type but, situation. But, game.
Blackwell but, in the comments, he's throwing a team out.
I mean, ask and you shall receive. Studio 86.
Oh, now, that's where I was hearing the Studio 86.
Well, no, he just put that in there now. But
yeah,
now,
but it was like cosmic energy.
You know, it's funny, man. It must be the alien in you, man.
Bill Martell and Maserati Rick specifically. Is that what we're...
Yep, I think that's the combination we're talking.
Well, Bill Martell, you know, back when the Bumpin' Uglies were roughhousing around JCW on those weekly events down in Southgate. Remember that?
That was at the Modern, right?
At the Modern Exchange.
I was there for one of those.
The Modern Exchange. Yes, at that venue. Those were some times. You know? Those were some times. Yeah. And so back when we were doing that, shout outs to Rudy Hill. Back when we were doing that, you know, Bill Martell was doing his thing. So, I mean, if he's feeling froggy these days, I mean, I don't know. I'm seeing him doing his karate stuff.
I mean, Bill Martell was there when we were locking horns with... Yeah. With, you know, like the gnarliest dudes on JCW's roster, you know, the Ring Riders, you know, who we could speculate who those guys might be.
Or the Tommy Sellies or the Haters.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like those, they had some strong teams in JCW. So,
Necro Butcher and Pondo.
And Bill Martell witnessed the firsthand destruction at the hands of the BNU of many of these teams. Right there in front of his eyes. So if he feels like this is something that all these years later he's now ready for, and this other joker who I'm not sure who, Maserati Rick.
Right.
Well, then let them come. Let them come.
Let them come. Let them eat cake. Let them come in their cake and eat it.
I have nothing for
Would
that
you one. Rather sit on a piece of cake and have – oh, wait, never mind.
That's a different hashtag, bro. Right.
That's for the off the air. Plus, I got a couple things I had to tell you about the Necro Butcher once we get off the air. But that being said, I mean, we've talked about your guys' return to BCWA. You brought up your time in JCW. Tell those that are maybe new to the Bumpin' Uglies, you know, give them a little bit of a – maybe a history lesson or whatever you want to call it, because when I first saw you guys, I saw you guys actually on a JCW show before I knew any of you guys. And it's funny because the team that you see then and the team that you see now, obviously you've got a much more experienced look on the business because it was a long time ago. What are some of the biggest – tell them a little bit about your time in JCW and some of your highlights, and A and B – let them know, you know, what are the biggest differences you see now with your experience? You know, like, how do you feel that benefits you guys in your comeback?
JCW, I mean, Bumpin' Uglies and Psychopathic Records coexisted prior to the existence of JCW. That's really where we initially cut our teeth in terms of pro wrestling. It's where we kind of first tasted the business with them. And of course, even musically, the Bumpin' Uglies we'd perform with Insane Clown Posse on a few occasions, actually. And so that kind of relationship has always been under the surface, right? So we've always had that. And then when JCW came around, there were, you know, opportunities at different points of the timeline where the Bumpin' Uglies were able to join in. And it's always been a blast. You know, JCW is just usually a very unique type of a situation where the fans react a lot differently than your typical wrestling show.
You can say that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we had some incredible experiences doing some of the tapings for JCW. A lot of memories. I mean, with the gathering of the Juggalos, you know, being in the ring with my brother and the Midnight Express. Being in the ring with my brother and the Powers of Pain, you know, being in the ring with my brother and the Head Shrinkers. I mean, Samu and Alofa. These are things that, you know, in a lifetime I'll never forget. So, you know, shout outs to JCW and to Rudy Hill.
Man, Rude Boy, man. Showing us a lot of love over the years, man. Yeah. And the Insane Clown Posse and their people have shown us a lot of love over the years and given us a lot of opportunity. And always be very grateful and thankful to those guys because, you know, they have their share of people that like to talk smack, but the reality is that they've given opportunities and jobs and, yeah. and starts and all kinds of things to countless individuals in this town. And
all from nothing. They've yeah. created something mm-hmm. from nothing. And that's yeah. that's one of the things that we've always been.
Yeah, really you have to with, look you know. Up to what they've accomplished, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, truth be told, that's how we got started in wrestling. You know, those yep. guys afforded us the opportunity to you know, they had the connections. And that's how it went down, to be honest. So the JCW, man, like, you know. If you're working babyface, it fucking rules, man. If you, right, if you're
working heel, it can get really
oh,
gnarly.
Oh man, you know, we've it's like the old, you know, like we had a taste of what wrestling was like back in the day. You know, like we literally had like fans punching us and launching batteries and just, you know,
yeah.
Like,
at the same time, there were fans offering bong hits.
yeah, the coolest fans, man. You know, like we're you know, like
women wanting their labia signed. I mean, it's straight up. These are realities. These are things that have happened. I mean, lit fireworks, like firecrackers being thrown in the ring. I thought Bobby Eaton was going to have a heart attack.
yeah. Yeah. He was not. We tried to tell him, like, man, these guys. Like,
shout out to Bobby Eaton. I hope you're feeling better, brother.
Yes, sir.
So that being said, I have to tell you, I've never gotten to talk to you about this, but the first time I ever went to a JCW show was at the Modern, as you said. And, dude, I was sitting back on that red couch so it would be facing where the stage was at. I had a cast on my leg, and I'll never forget. Here comes Necro Butcher, and I forgot who he was going against. He smokes this dude with a light tube, and I'm like, oh, shit. I need to get up, but I can't get up.
Because, broken leg.
Right. I'm literally in a cast with my leg propped up on the guardrail, and I'm like, shit, this is not going to be good. I'm like, well, all I can do here is just go like that and cover up so it didn't get me. And I remember the three people I remember distinctly from that show. I remember there was Weedman that came out that night, and he passed out a joint in the front row.
Right.
There was Too Tough Tony coming out with his pitcher of Everclear. I mean, dude.
Hey. Shout out Too Tough Tony. I love Too
dude,
Tough
Tony. Dude, that
was,
I mean, if you never got to experience none of that shit, that was some of the wildest shit I've ever seen at a wrestling show ever. But with that being said, I won't keep flapping my gums. Kyle, what do you got for our guests?
Just wondering, I know you said this, you just coming out of semi-retirement, and do you really think this is going to be a one-off thing, or do you really think you might get that itch again to really just start getting back and and start slapping some heads around?
You know, I didn't think I was going to have the itch until Gracefully Chosen scratched it. You know what I mean? Until they lit a fire, you know, that made me remember exactly why I loved wrestling and why I love the physicality of getting in the ring and exerting my will. And our will over other teams has always been a hallmark of what the Bumpin' Uglies have done. Like, throughout history, if you watch our matches, there's one thing for sure, is a Bumpin' Uglies match is always a Bumpin' Uglies match.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, well, from what's been going on in the chat all night, you guys got a couple other matches you probably could get on.
What do we have here?
I'm just saying, you got Studio 86.
Aiden Prince has called you out specifically. I've already thrown out that I want to see you and Fulton go at it. I mean, who knows? I mean, right. We could see more with you guys at BCWA, which I personally hope that
we got you guys booked up until March almost. Right,
well,
now.
You know, well, one thing in wrestling that they always say is never say never.
Never say never, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Devin, what about you? You've been quiet over there. What other questions you got for our guests?
He fell asleep. He got to go to work.
He's finding some fire gifts on Giphy right now to share later for me to enjoy while I'm pooping.
We're all guilty of that.
Everybody poops, isn't that a child's book?
Some of us,
right.
More
isn't that an REM song?
Everybody poops sometimes.
Isn't that Nick Cannon just Eminem?
Hopefully. Shots fired.
See, that's more. That's why we need you youngsters, because that's
topical.
More socially relevant. Yeah. I'm throwing out REM references that younger listeners won't even understand.
Hey, we're just a bunch of shiny, happy people in here.
Dev, I know you've got some more questions because we was talking about it beforehand. So I'll let you have the floor, brother.
Well, this one is kind of a random question, and I wanted to ask this question because, like we talked about, you know, Movado, you are a trainer at House of Truth. Have you had the chance to watch Orange Cassidy wrestle yet?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of Orange Cassidy and his character and his wrestling ability? I want to hear this from a guy that actually trains wrestlers, because he's kind of a controversial figure in wrestling right now. Some people love him, some people hate him. So I kind of want to get your thoughts.
Well, initially, I'm going to just kind of preface everything by saying whatever that you see a professional wrestler doing in the ring, especially at a high level on shows like what Orange Cassidy is performing on, what you see is designed to be what you see. There is not a lot that Orange Cassidy, I'm sure, can't do. What I'm saying is, he could be a very different wrestler if he wanted to be, but that,
right.
Okay. So you can either be, you know, similar to about the same 300 guys that are doing what we're doing on the independent level, or even in pro wrestling across the world, right? There's only so many jobs. You can either go the route of kind of trying to be successful and being similar to all of those people, or you can step outside of the box. You can carve your own path. You can do something a little bit different. And, you know, I've said this before on the show, wrestling is like everything in life. It's ice cream.
Yeah, man.
And mm-hmm. So I love, you know, a good chocolate peanut butter ice cream, man. I love a good strawberry. It depends on my mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find what Orange Cassidy does very entertaining, but it's on a different level. What he's doing is, it's not for me to necessarily approve or disapprove of. I approve of somebody applying their craft and being successful, making money, supporting their family.
Yeah, I mean, is he drawing tickets? Is he making money?
So, you know, again, I try and not to be like evasive about mm-hmm. your question. But I'm all for it. In other words, you know, I've seen some stuff that's been very, very funny when it's worked with like the right talent, when he's working with the right person. I think it's great.
Have you seen the gif of him at, well, the new Daniel Bryan with his haircut?
Yeah.
And how eerily similar it's, they really
look.
Pretty
looked. Good. Like whoever put that together was
pretty
good.
Can't see that shit. No, yeah. I have a buddy of mine who's he's not hardcore into wrestling like he used to be. If something huge happens, he'll probably hit me up and ask me my opinion. And I think it was like at least one of the first two or three AEW shows when Orange Cassidy just did the Topamico just with his hands did it. And he sent me the gift. He's like, dude, who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
Because he's the coolest dude I've seen in a while. And I had to explain who he was. He's like, I'm watching AEW now. Yeah. So he's polarizing. You know, just you can either love it or hate it, but you got an opinion on him. I love it.
You can love it or hate it, and look, but if it's successful, you can't deny it. And so I think, you know, more power to him. I think that we've just kind of scratched the surface of what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think he's got some longevity. I think he'll be switching some things up and finding new ways to captivate people with his thing, mm-hmm. right? And that's all we can all hope for. I mean, that's what I do as Mysterious Movado. I just find different ways to try and connect with people. And it's all about connection. Pro wrestling is connection. If he's connecting with the audience that way, and they're in on the joke, and they enjoy being in on the joke, and now we're in on the joke together.
He's doing his job.
You and I now, we're in mm-hmm. on – it's a tag mm-hmm. team now. Mm-hmm. It's all of you in the audience, and it's me. And we're mm-hmm. on this ride together against whoever this guy is that's making fun of me mm-hmm. or whoever this guy is that's trying to remove my mask, right? Mm-hmm. Or trying to take my hands out of my pockets if I'm Orange mm-hmm. Cassidy, whatever it is. And so if he's able to make that connection across the world on multiple platforms, he's somebody that I aspire to be. Just hey, we all mm-hmm. do it a little differently, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, man, people have made careers out of less, you know, and sure. The reality is true workers, true professional wrestlers aren't gonna, they don't hate, man. If someone's drawn tickets, if they're getting over, they're making money, you know, there's always a spot for a quote unquote gimmick on a show. You know, there's not a lot of spots, but there's always a spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the fans want to be entertained. And if you're giving them something different, you know, hey, like we were just on the way here talking about Danhausen, Mm-hmm. I'm over for Danhausen. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't understand it one bit. I don't, but that's why I love it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's something different, you know? Mm-hmm. And
so talking about Danhausen, before we get your final thoughts on your match with the boys from the House of Truth, if you're looking to buy a house, check out the homies at Stransky & Company, top producing real estate team that specializes in individual strategy, over-the-top service, and continued success for their clients. They're the real estate easy button. If you're looking to buy, sell, or invest, call them at 248-563-9449 or email them at admin@stranskyandcompany.com. Follow them on all their social medias at stranskyandcompany.com. If you look at our page, I just put up their new listing that they just listed today. They're good people. Check them out.
The one thing you will know, you won't find, though, is a segue that fucking good. That was good. That was good.
I mean,
but
if you're looking
good
for a segue, no, visit my folks one down at Segway of Troy.
I don't know if you guys listen to sports talk radio in the city of Detroit. Doug Karsh is known as like the king of segues.
Oh, yeah.
I think he took his crown, man.
That was beautiful. That was.
I try, was, man. Well, you know, I try to do my job here. Since you left to Texas, I've kind of had to pick up the ship. So I was just trying to do my job.
Hey, listen. Also, when you're talking about the Bumpin' Uglies, you're talking about value, right? So if anybody out there needs to relieve their stress, I know they can go out to where in Shelby Township. Where can they go?
Massage Green Spa, located in like just north of 25 Mile Road,
right?
For the best in restorative massage therapy.
Invest in your
infrared
health
sauna.
Thank you.
And
thank
skincare.
You. Infrared. And you know, sauna. We're up to the holidays. What kind of a stocking stuffer is that? And now listen, I know all my folks out there, they need a new sofa. They need a new sectional. Well, I happen to have a friend in the furniture business.
And where can they go see that friend?
They can find my buddy Josh over at Art Van Furniture on 14 Mile Road. So listen, you go
check
in
him
there,
out.
You tell him you know the Mysterious Movado, and he'll look out for you because he's also a good friend of his. So take care, good care.
See, we're just looking out for you all over. You need a house, you need furniture, you need a massage. Synergy. We got you covered here at Knockouts and Three Counts.
Boom.
With that being said, what were you going to say, Devin?
Well, you know what, guys? It sounds like where you, the RV is in a suburban area, and if you're looking for a new vehicle, you can buy a suburban vehicle down here in Dallas, Texas.
Boom.
Oh, my shit.
My man.
We got you covered clear in the top of the country down to Texas, man. So we're getting global over here at Knockouts and Three Counts. Hell, I just found out the other day we got people listening to us right now in Australia, of all places.
Good day.
So, I mean, speaking good day, mate.
And speaking of the down under, no, I'm fucking not going to.
Right. Outback Steakhouse. Oh. We got to get a hookup for that.
Hey, they got
shout out to the band Rust, Australia's number one street punk band.
Rust.
My dudes, Rust.
Last but not least, Bubba, before we get your final thoughts on your guys' match, I got to tell us a little bit more about Choking Susan at all. You guys do anything with that?
Yeah, man. I joined Choking Susan a couple years ago, had an opportunity to join. I was in a band years ago with our guitar player, Keith, in a different band many, many years ago, 20 years ago. And, they're a band that's been around over 20 years now themselves and have built up quite a following, all independent DIY punk rock. They've toured, played all over the world. And now getting to play with them, you know, I've done a couple of tours of the UK already, made some appearances out in the Northwest, Vancouver, Seattle, Tacoma, you know, all over. So we got some.
You guys were in England, weren't you?
Yeah, they've done many tours. They're the longest running American band to appear at the legendary Rebellion Festival in Blackpool, England. So I've been fortunate enough to play the last 2 years of that festival with them. And then we've also done tours both the last two summers, and we'll be doing so again this year. So UK fans, I will be coming back the end of July through the beginning of August, and we're working on some other dates right now, and I believe we'll be going, we got Toledo, Ohio, January 24th, and Columbus, Ohio, January 25th is the next stateside. But yeah, it's old school punk rock music, played tight and right, the way it's supposed to be, and of course, legendary Colleen Caffeine up front, and it's a great time, and they have a huge following overseas, and it's a real pleasure and a joy to get to go over there. Plus, it just so happens the old Earth Mom resides over there and in
no
England
shit
now. So every year I've been fortunate enough, I get to, it's a great excuse to go hang out with Mom. So
bonus,
that's what's total up.
So
I didn't know
so
that
the ship landed in England.
That's it.
Well, that's where it ended up taking her. Yeah, that's not the origin. She had, you know how life is.
She had a different final destination.
It's a long story. Yeah. It's a long story.
She had a different final destination than the alien earthworm from Detroit.
You got it.
That being said, man, we got BCWA December 28th.
Yep.
Cataclysm. You've got Justin Maine is going for the title again against Orlando Christopher. You got Studio 86 and all their stuff they've got going on there. I mean, it's going to be an action-packed card, and as always, Knockouts and Three Counts will be in the building, and I've got it on good authority that Mr. Devin McKenzie might be in the vicinity with us as well.
You'll notice him. He'll be the large black man.
The big black guy with a Kangol.
I mean, not Samuel L. Jackson. But he does say motherfucker a lot.
Ready to play golf.
I'm pretty sure there was at least four gentlemen that matched that description at the last show. Just as a heads up.
So get your tickets now, man. This ain't going to be a show you want to miss, man. They pack up the cope every time for BCWA.
Stand in room only.
Don't be left out in the cold, humans.
Literally.
Yeah, I will say, you know, for I haven't really entertained the idea of coming back and performing for these the awesome fans at BCWA. It's been pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to laying the old school BNU beatdown crew beatdown on Gracefully Chosen December 28th.
At Cataclysm.
So any last words for your opponent, or more specifically, what about Truth Martini, since he's kind of went rogue on you?
Your future or future opponent.
That sounded pretty good. Sounded
Truth Martini. Gracefully Chosen.
Dude, that literally
the House of Truth. Bro, it sounds just like your gimmick is old, my man. I'm tired of you running your mouth thinking you own every place you walk into. Stop it. Stop it. Realize that when you step into the ring with the Bumpin' Uglies and you get into our business, that all that friendship stuff, it goes by the wayside. So I know you've had some surgeries. I know you've been in a bad place physically. Don't make us put you back into a bad place physically. You are putting yourself in danger. And I'm not a fan of that. Like I said, we've been friends a long time. We're business partners. I don't want you to put yourself in a position where you're going to hurt yourself. But unfortunately, that's what it looks like you're doing. And Gracefully Chosen, you guys are just getting into the business. And it would be a real, real shame if you ended up like your mentor, Truth Martini, with broken necks in the middle of the ring thanks to the Bumpin' Uglies because you thought you were going to make your name off of my brother and I. It ain't going to happen.
He didn't look like he was ready for this one.
Bubba? It sounds like
Truth Martini needs to act and remember that he's already been in things like cage matches with the Bumpin' Uglies, tables matches with the Bumpin' Uglies. And I got to believe that those matches contributed to the state of health that Truth Martini has found himself in. Like Josh said, he chose to get back into this business. He chose to interfere in the Bumpin' Uglies business. He chose Movado students, Gracefully Chosen, as his army to take on the two-man destruction crew that is the Bumpin' Uglies. This is a grave mistake because now three people exist only for another couple of weeks until the 28th. And after that, they're going to be nothing more than dust in the ring staring up at the lights with Movado and McKenzie victorious once again.
Don't give her that.
I mean, I was going to say I don't know much of a better way to end that than that. Before we get out of here, throw out your social medias one more time. Let people know where they can find you. And as we said, man, make sure you have your tickets for BCWA Cataclysm December 28th, Copeland Center, Wyandotte, Michigan, 4th Street. Be there.
Yeah, man. Twitter, at BNU number 2. Search Mysterious Movado on the Google machine. You're going to find him on Facebook. You're going to find him on the Instagram. You're going to find it on ProWrestlingTees.com/TheMysteriousMovado.
Just ask Chris Jericho.
You can ask him that. And he's a big fan. He put me over huge, right? Hey, Chris, call me, bro. But also, you're going to find all kinds of cool stuff if you search the bump letter N. Uglies, and then my man Bubba here can also be found.
You can find me, Herdark Host, as my solo-ish Endeavor, of course, Mysterious Movado on drums. Look up Herd Arc Host on all pertinent social media outlets, or of course Choking Susan on all platforms.
I love that name.
And that's the best way to find me.
Devin, go ahead and throw your social medias out.
Oh, and by the way, everybody in the comments is talking about how you're not actually 6'3", Devin.
K5, man, K5.
And yeah, it's wrestling podcast height. He's 6'2".
You know, you got to trump it up a little bit.
I'm 6'3 and a half, if you really want to be technical. But
Chase said you guys were the same height when he had his crutches.
Man, the only guys that ever say and a half are dudes that are like 5'6".
Fuck you guys.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Oh, sorry, Kyle. Sorry, Kyle. That was for earlier.
Why do you think I got these horns on this mask? To just add a couple inch and a half or so.
I just thought you'd been watching Disney Plus too much.
Oh,
just
that too.
Dev, throw out your social medias real quick so we can get out of here.
Oh, yeah. You can find me at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStakeNoSizzle. That's one word. And make sure you check out the re-debut of All Stake No Sizzle podcast on January the 6th.
Kyle?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. That's KAYOS. You can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. You can find my other show, Wakanda Podcast Is This, WAKINDA Podcast Is This. You can find the group on Facebook and the podcast everywhere you listen to a podcast.
You can find me at Detroit Knockout, Detroit NOKOUT. Make sure you're following the show at KO3CPod on Twitter and Instagram. If you're watching the live video, you already know, but those of you who will be watching on YouTube, you can find us at Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook, where we're live every Tuesday, 9 p.m. And if you aren't watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed at Knockouts and Three Counts on YouTube. And again, shout out to Stransky and Company. With that being said, make sure you're there. BCWA Cataclysm, December 28th. Wyandotte, Michigan. Until then, peace.